Gov. Whitmer, Michigan lockdown protesters depicted some of the worst racism in U.S. history. By Pam Key on May 3, 2020. Sunday on CNN's State of the Union, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, accused Michigan protesters last week of depicting some of the worst racism in America's history. According to the Michigan governor, those protesting her coronavirus measures had swastikas, Confederate flags, nooses. Whitmer said, "We know that people are not all happy about having to take the stay-at-home posture, and you know what? I'm not either. The fact of the matter is we have to listen to epidemiologists and public health experts. Displays like the one we saw at the state capitol are not representative of who we are. There were swastikas, Confederate flags, nooses, people with assault rifles. That's a small group of people. When you think about the fact that this is a state of almost 10 million people, the vast majority of whom are doing the right thing, that's why we've seen our curve gets pushed down. We've saved lives in the process. We have to keep listening to the epidemiologists and experts and not listen to the partisan rhetoric, or these political rallies or tweets, for that matter. We have to keep doing the next right thing." She added, "Some of the outrageousnesses of what happened at our Capitol this week, you know, depicted some of the worst racism and awful parts of our history in this country. The Confederate flags and nooses, the swastikas, the, you know, behavior that you've seen in all of the clips, is not representative of who we are in Michigan. The fact of the matter is, I mean, we're in a global pandemic. This isn't something we just negotiate ourselves out of, as a political matter. This is a public health crisis that's taken the lives of almost 70,000 Americans, has put 30 million people into unemployment." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.